I think it may not be completely obvious to our listeners. You named the book Blue Jeans in High Places, and I don't think that you were saying that that meant that they were on a high shelf in Target. Why Blue Jeans in High Places?
Every time there's been major change come to American politics, the first step citizens took was fashioning themselves a new identity. And I've had the opportunity to speak to every imaginable kind of group in every imaginable place in Wisconsin over the last year or two. And when I speak without notes. I just get up and I say what's on my mind and speak from the heart. And I was doing that at the state convention of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And I had 250 farmers in the audience, and I don't know what possessed me to ask this question, but I did. I looked out at these farmers, and I said, how many of you own a donkey? And not a single hand went up. And I said, oh, come on, somebody's still got to have a donkey on their land. And apparently nobody did, because nobody raised their hand. And I said, all right, how many of you own an elephant? And, of course, no hands go up. And I said, how many of you own a pair of blue jeans? And I think every single hand in the audience rose. And I said to them, now what would better symbolize you as a people? What would better represent you as a people? A donkey, an elephant, or a pair of blue jeans? And what would better distinguish you from those who are lording over us? The suits on Capitol Hill and on Wall Street and on K Street where all the lobbyists are prowling. What would better distinguish you from those who are lording over us, a donkey, an elephant, or a pair of blue jeans? And the reaction I got from that audience, it gave me the title of the book right there. What I know is that when past generations brought major change to American politics, they always had an extremely ambitious agenda, very, very provocative ideas, and they married that agenda to a new political identity. And it just occurred to me, what do plain people in America have in common, wherever they are, in cities, in rural communities, in the north, in the south, on either coast, young people, old people, what do we have in common? And the thing that occurred to me is that blue jeans might be one of the only things that we all have in common. It is a symbol of plain people. It is a uniting symbol. It's something that we all have in common. Kids wear them to school now. You didn't used to be able to do that. People wear blue jeans to church. You never could do that. People wear them to work, and not just on casual Fridays. They wear them to the office. And, of course, working people, factory workers and construction workers wear them. It is something that is universally American. And what we've got are two major parties that are failing America. What we need is an identity for plain people, for commoners, who are politically homeless, who want to build housing for the politically homeless, and transform parties that currently are letting us down. And I couldn't think of a better unifying symbol than blue jeans. And so what I'm fixing to do is do my part to see if I can't create a blue jean movement. Starting here in my home, where I am, I'm a Wisconsinite. This is who I am and where I'm from. And so I'll start here in Wisconsin, but there's no reason why I couldn't spread anywhere in the country. Because there ain't a place in the country where you're not going to find people who are wearing blue jeans. And I can't think of a better symbol of plain people. And we need to put plain people back in the driver's seat of our government. That's the great challenge ahead of all of us, is to create the kind of citizen movement that can do that.